All right, we are Simon. I am Gimel Stefan. So we're talking about how to go about giving something to how you give something to a guy to do malacha on Shabbos. So so far we had four requirements. Right, that he has to take it to the guy has to take it to his house before Shabbos. And the employee has to be paid as a contractor, not by the hour, right? And he can't be an hourly paid, and you can't ask him to specifically do it on Shabbos. So those are the first four. Okay, so up to hey, halacha. Also, the malacha cannot be attached to the ground. I mean, you can't have a contract and be working your house on Shabbos itself because it's attached to the ground. Your opinion, or working the fields or building your house. Shabbos opinion also Shabbos. Doing building your house is not allowed. I'm sure you saw Kotzatim and Kol Smar Binyan Gam. Even though the Yisro gave him a set amount of money, so really he's working at his own pace. Still not allowed to do it. B'shas Pagodol, you ask the Shilas. And even to chisel out stones to fix beams, the sort of binyan to for a binyan, and you do a Shehem HaShem Yisrael. You do a Shehem HaShem Yisrael. If you know that it's a Yisrael, and then Nachri is doing it in the street, it's a Nachri. Also, she has to be shot. Meaning, even if it's just to do stones and all that, but if everybody's going to know it's working for you, that's a problem. Can avoid the sasada, working the field, when lapras or the plow, and to gather. But feel suffer is a akum shiyasa from a lot of the outskum you do, and it's for you. Also, even if he rent it out, the toy, so you should do all the malacha for a specific price. It's not rented out today, it's still awesome. Avol, but also, this is a big fool that you try and work on if you want to get it started to work for you. Right? If you give the guy a piece of every tour, meaning he works, let's say he gathers 100 stalks, and 10 of those stalks go to him, so then he's working for himself. He takes a portion in the tour, then it's mutter. If it's far away from him, and there's nobody living in the Tum Shabbos, Mutu Yadua, then it's allowed with renting the Tum Yadua. Actually, as long as the guy was not rented by the day, right? So, meaning if you know that the guy is outside of the Tum, then it's okay. Like an example is just the summer camps before the summer. So they contract going to do work for them, right? So the camps usually are not within the plumb. So as long as the guy's contracted and he's getting not getting paid by the hour, then it's okay. Right? So and Bono is so biased with Shabbos. So let's say a guy builds a house for Yisrael B'Yisr, and often it's proper that you should never go into there. Right? See, and you should never go in there. Somebody has a field or a mill, right? A mill. It's mutter to rent it out to a guy. Even if a guy allows it on Shabbos. But you're not allowed to rent out a merkotz. Meaning, this is talking about where you have a field. Now you're going to rent it out to a guy, so people are going to think that it's yours. So if it's something that that people know that normally gets rented out, like a field or a mill. So that's fine. Aber Merkmal's also Hausverwaltung. You're not allowed to rent out a Merkmal's to him because a Merkmal's is no normally it's not rented out. So therefore, when people see a guy working in there, they're going to think that the guy's working for the year. So a lot of this has to do with Marasayan. It has to do with what the people normally expect to happen. Our Merkmal's ain't El Yisrael. And if the Merkmal's is not of Yisrael, El ask a if somebody is he collects taxes, vitrohoys, and he already has a hotel. Ziegelhaide, he makes bricks. Glashaide, he makes glass. But the Dimitzorch last to Shayla Sokham, he has to ask the Shayla Sokham, how to be noyed. Is he allowed to rent them out to a goy on Shabbos? Because people are going to walk by and going to say, oh, this guy's business open on Shabbos. But really, it's not open on Shabbos. I mean, really, it's not a yid. It's a goy, but people are going to think that it's a yid. Fine. This is probably the most practical and important point of the whole thing. You're not allowed to let a guy do works in your house for right? About even if your guy, your worker guy, you have to have a living maid or a cleaning lady, she writes a lot of the they want to do the work for themselves in the yid's house. You have to make them a fuss. Right? So the, to do. Oh, so if right, fine. So Uman Akum should also malbush the Shul Yisrael of Avila b'Shabbos. It's an Uman Akum that did a malbush in order for Yisrael to bring him in Shabbos. Mutter lulavshe, then it's mutter to wear it. Meaning, he made a guy made the clothing for Yisrael, and he brought it to him. Meaning, he didn't ask him to do it; he just brought him it. Like, let's say, he gave him your shoes to be fixed, and the guy delivers it to you, so you're allowed to wear it. When you do it, you're going on Shabbos. But if you know that the guy finished it on Shabbos, which you don't know, ain't lush your team that's all color, then don't wear it unless you have a real need for it. I've lost a leaf of kalem on the ocean base woman, but it's also to take or pick up any clothing from the base. I mean, you can't go to the cleaners. Let's say you forgot to get your cleaners on a Friday. So you want to walk over there on Shabbos morning and get it. So you can't do that. I feel a moment you saw the Shabbos or Yom Tov, and even from a Yiz on Shabbos and Yom Tov, right? So it's again, it looks like he's doing it for you on Shabbos, right? Fine. But Akum Sheinei Uman, and an Akum who's not an Uman, let's say he's not a worker that people would think is working for you. He has a store. They sell shoes and similar things. Look at me, sell on my feet. Look at him at the Shabbos and Benalam. You can go and take it from him. Well, actually, you can take it from as long as you didn't, as long as you didn't decide how much to pay. The Gamliel Dvarim Shehuvim Mechutz Tum. You got to make sure it wasn't brought Mechutz Tum. Right, which we'll get to later because that's a very contemporary issue with Amazon delivering to you on Shabbos. Amazon or anybody else, and they come from Mechutz Tum. We'll discuss that Bez B'Shem. But what he's saying here is, and this question gets asked a lot when people are in hotels for Shabbos, they want to know if they could go into the hotel and buy themselves a drink or buy themselves a snack on Shabbos. So they're allowed to, you're allowed to do that as long as you don't discuss the price. And you just tell them, I'm putting it into my room. That's enough. Right? As long as you don't discuss price, which if you're already going to a hotel for Shabbos, and some of the price doesn't make a difference to you. Good. Came of Joseph and Malacha. You technically make Malacha during a pizza, flour, the Yitzhak, also mask like a mirror of Shabbos. Meaning if Malacha is normally done with these things, like the flour, so it's you can't rent it to a guy on Shabbos. I'm sorry, on Erev Shabbos. We're not commanded to make sure our tefillin rest. Your tefillin don't have to keep Shabbos, right? Otherwise, how would you ever have a crock pot on a fire? How would you have light bulbs burning? They call out the human to night of Shabbos, still the Erev Shabbos, thinks he's getting paid for it and he rented it on Erev Shabbos. It looks like the Akum is his Shliach. I mean, it doesn't, again, it's not a science. It's you can't, people are going to think that the Akum is working for the year. But we are in Motulay last year, and on Thursday it's Motul. Only on Friday it's not allowed. Thursday it's allowed. العشر لا يمطر تلنجة تبس مطر في لغير الشابس إيه نحن الشابس في لغير كان شايسن بان ملاق إيه كان يدو ملاق وبعد شريك كان معاكم بيبايس الجيسو تقنع في نفس الشابس as long as the guy took it from his house before Shabbos. If you were masnei ma'akum, to yashalo yafir tzoyz kele v'pam acha, even if you made a t'nai with the guy that you do, he's going to rent it back to you, meaning tit for tat, I'm going to lend to you, you lend to me, Mutter, it's mutter v'lo yaminu v'pi ha'gav me t'havi yiskiris, and people are not going to say that it's rented out. And then to rent him kalim that you don't do malacha. As long as the guy took it out before Shabbos, meaning the kalim that you don't do malacha with. So I don't know. Let's say an umbrella. You want to lend the guy an umbrella. As long as he takes it out of the house before Shabbos, then that's fine. Good.
If it's Alzmaier sign, how would the person know whether you rented or gave it to him for free?
He's not going to know. It's going to be totally on what's the norm of society, of that particular society that you're in. If the norm of the society that you're in is that's the way it's done, so then it's also. It's all totally on what's the norm.
The nafkamina and the kids, it seems to me, what lamaisi do. If mashal, you're allowed to. If it's maski, you're not allowed.
Right. So I'll tell you, I had this mice myself. I don't know if you remember, I used to drive an old pickup truck. So the Goyish
mechanic. It was a blue pickup
truck,
right?
Very good. Yeah. I'm very impressed with you. Very good. So anyways, I had this blue pickup truck, which was old and spent a lot of time with a mechanic who's Korean or whatever he was, right? Oriental. And he would borrow it on Shabbos. He'd drive it around town on Shabbos. The people would tell me, what? You always saw your truck driving around on Shabbos. I said, "Yeah, no, I'm in Atzola." So I said, no.
Was it the homeless guy was living in it, or when he wasn't living?
No,
in it?
This guy would drive it around. He needed a pickup truck, but meaning I don't believe. I hope I was right. I don't believe it was a Marisain issue because you don't rent out pickup trucks to people, right? You rent it out. You don't rent it out. But if it would be in a society where you rented out pickup trucks, so then he talked to you also for him to have it, unless he got it on Thursday. No, but still, you can't.
You can say this at anything. You go to McDonald's to go wash your hands, go to the bathroom. No one's thinking that you're going in there to eat a cheeseburger, but we don't hold that way.
Okay. I know Hanami. These are very. It's, yeah, you have a good point. These are very technical. It's very technical. It's these are technical halachas. It's hard to know. I mean, tonight is one of those nights I was thinking that you need an hour to learn, maybe two hours, because it's so technical and you have to figure out what it was back then and how it's changing to Banazah, et cetera, et cetera. Fine. What are we up to, Yudala? Yeah. How about the last Kayla Lachim by Fanam and Escom? Just so we say that you're allowed to rent out your utensils. This is an important point. That's only when you're not making money on Shabbos by itself. Meaning, basically, you rent it out for a week, and you're getting $100 for the week, and you're not taking money specifically for Shabbos. You rent your matzah lebaydish or the shvuah. You rent it out for a month or a week. You tell him, I want to be paid by the week or paid by the month. So even though you're one of those days you're making money on Shabbos, that's fine. It's the same thing with a Baal Torah, same thing with a rabbi, anybody that's working on Shabbos really gets paid the money for the weekday, and Shabbos is free. So people about Kol Beis Yom, like Kol Dimyon, it doesn't even have to be a week. It could be 2 or 3 days. Shabbos, may ask me also lead from it. You're not allowed to take Shabbos by itself. Even if you rent it out for a year, but you say, I'm granting it to you for $365 for the year, but it's $1 per day. That's no good. I'm renting it to you for a year or a month. And every day you're going to give me this amount. Even though afterwards, the guy is going to pay it one shot. So it's also to take the Shabbos money, since they're separating it into separate days. But also, you're not allowed to take Shabbos unless it's absorbed into the other weekday stuff. I feel about Taylor, Daniels, and then the even if it's for utensils that are not doing the law, but it's just the history of taking the stuff. I feel about Feather, wonderful. Even if it's a guy sleeping in your house or sleeping in a hotel, which is no malacha being done, you're not allowed to make money on Shabbos. This is my Shabbos. Who paid me? Akum paid me a soul. It is the Shabbos when you take the money from a yid or from a guy. Now, there's a lot of misunderstanding here because there's no problem for you to give money to the guy. I get this question all the time. They say, am I allowed to pay my cleaning lady for Shabbos? Yes, you are. Your cleaning lady doesn't have an issue. You have the issue to make money. Right? But you don't have, she doesn't have an issue to make money. Well, it doesn't, you have an issue to make money. I'll tell you a mushroom. Ramosha has the interest in chili because when you get interest in the bank, you're making money on Shabbos. I said, how do you take interest from Shabbos? You're making money on Shabbos. Well, Ramosha says, no, it's not a problem. It's Friday's interest you're getting from Friday to Kia, and Shabbos' interest. But since it goes from 12 a.m. to 12 a.m., you're getting Shabbos' interest for much of those few hours of much of Shabbos. So that's when you're earning the interest. So it's considered happy law. The problem is a 2-day Yontif.
A 3-day Yontif.
Or really a 3-day Yontif. 3-day Yontif is a problem. Because a 2-day Yontif, you could say Mamanashok, one of the days is weekday, so it's not a problem. But meaning either one of the days is weekday. But 3-day Yontif, they're coming up on Pesach, or Baisha Patrins. That middle day, or possibly the middle 2 days, you have to take that interest that you earn, and you have to give it to tzedakah. Because otherwise you're earning things on.
But one of the 3 days, middle day is something.
Right, that's a problem. Something
comes up. It helps.
So business is not a lot, but they still pay you interest.
Huh?
Yeah. Anyways, okay, we'll stop over there. Thank you for tuning in late. Everybody can have a fine night.